Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 a.m. And we're going to talk about this morning, amongst other things, what exactly does the school system have as a responsibility to raise our kids as opposed to you and I raising our own children? Should the school system get involved in the area of drinking, or should they leave it to the parents? 715-845-2155 is your phone number. Let me give you some background as to why I want to bring this up. I mentioned as we were ending the morning show, there was an incident where I, as a young man, 18 years old, decided that me and some buddies were going to the beach. Off we go to the beach, having a great day, a lot of sun, playing a little football, and a few ice-cold, tasty adult beverages.
Now, was this when the drinking age was 18?
This is when the drinking age was 18.
All right.
And I was the cool guy because a certain member of my family, who shall remain nameless, had gotten me Coors beer, which was not allowed in this part of the country at that time. So, you know, I'm all that in a bag
sure.
of chips.
Yeah.
Well, some members of the team that went over with us were not 18. They were 17. Okay. So, in other words,
you are contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
I don't know what the statute of limitations are for that, so I'm going to say at this point I plead the fifth. No, yeah, absolutely. And that's part of the issue. So we go over there. We have a few beers. It's a day at the beach. We'd done it, you know, I don't know how many times. We had a good time, and we come back. Well, here's the background. Some of the people that were over there, I think most of the people that went with us were all in the marching band of the high school. I was in the drum line. A couple other guys were trumpet players, and there was a trombone player. And, you know, we were band geeks, in other words. So off we go. And, yes, most of us were also on band council, either on the band council or a leadership position. There was rank. You know, there were captains, co-captains, and so forth in the band. And basically what these were section leaders. You were responsible for, you know, kind of keeping an eye on helping keep order, which me being any type of leader was, I now look back why I didn't make some of the ranking that I thought I deserved. I was a tool. Anyway, so we are in leadership positions in the band. And we've now gone over, all of us together. Again, this is not a school event. This is not a band event. This is a group of friends going over to the beach. The band director, I don't know, 3 or 4 days later, I think it's later in the week, calls me into his office and sits me down and goes, "I understand that you drink alcohol." And I looked at him and I said, "Why are you asking me this?" "Well, I'm asking you a question. Do you drink alcohol?" And I said, "It's none of your business." "Oh, it most certainly is my business." I said, "No." I said, "Now listen, if it was a," I said, "Are you talking on school grounds?" "No." I said, "Are you talking in my private life?" "Yes." "Well, it's none of your business." "Oh, it most certainly is my business." "No, it is not. I am 18. Yeah, I am an adult. If I wanted to have a beer, I am allowed to by the state law, the drinking age." I said, "This is none of your business. I don't understand." "Well, I understand you went on a beach trip and you were drinking." I said, "Again, this is none of your business." He said, "Were there other people there?" I said, "Yes." "Were they drinking?" I said, "This is none of your business."
Somehow he wasn't going to accept that answer.
Here's what he was pushing for. He's saying his point was you and the others that I've heard about are on a school trip. I'm sorry. I do not mean to say that. You are on a trip to the beach. You are to be an example to others of a higher standard. You are in a leadership position. You should not go to the beach and drink. And God forbid, you should be drinking when there are minors around you. Now, he did not ask me if I gave beer to the minors. That never came up. But he asked me, were others drinking? I'm not going to rat out my
friend.
Was there
anything written down as far as this policy goes beforehand that you would know about?
No. This was Now, it was understood in the code of conduct that you are given and you sign at the beginning of the school year. You are not allowed to consume alcohol before school and show up with alcohol in your system. You obviously are not allowed to drink while you're in school, although...
Right.
I'm telling you right now, our humanities teacher wore rose-colored glasses because I think during lunch break, he was back there burning the giggle weed. Now, that's a whole other issue. But we signed code of conduct that said that we would not do that on school campus. So we did not. This had nothing to do with the school, had nothing to do with a school event, had nothing to do with it. And yet he was coming after us, and he threatened me to kick me out of band. He threatened to alleviate me, at the very least, of my leadership position and all this kind of stuff. And when he kept pressing, I stood up, I called him by his first name, and I said, we're done here. You have no authority to do any of the things that you're saying you're going to do. And if you do, you know, my father is going to climb you one side up and down the other because you have no legal right to do any of this. We're done. And I left. I did get in trouble for insubordination, which technically, yep, I was guilty of. But none of the other things came up. So here's the first question. In that example, did the school go too far? Was he overstepping his limits as an educator?
Yes, absolutely. The difference now is that most places the drinking age isn't 18.
Right. And in today's environment, he would absolutely be in the correct vein saying, are you drinking? Because now you're underage drinking. This is an illegal activity. So let's go with this. Let's say that the school administrator or a teacher confronts me today. All right. Right now, today, same circumstance. The drinking age is, what's the drinking age up here? 21?
21.
Okay. I'm 18.
Uh-huh.
I'm in high school.
Yeah.
Teacher comes in and says, have you been drinking? My response is, it's none of your business. Wasn't on school grounds, wasn't on a school trip, has nothing to do with school, it's none of your business. And then they say, oh, really? And they take a sample of my hair, and they test it for alcohol, and it comes up positive, which a school in Chicago is doing right now. Students will face mandatory testing for drugs and alcohol this school year at a Northwest Suburban High School in the Chicago area. Concerns about underage drinking have prompted St. Vlator High School in Arlington Heights to add alcohol to its random drug testing policy. The test will use hair samples to determine whether a student has used alcohol in the past 90 days. So that's the first issue up for debate.
Well, if you know going forward that this is the rule and you have signed the paper saying you agree to this, then it's different, I think, than if it's sprung on you as a surprise.
I go along with it.
I am not in agreement, like some people say, that your constitutional rights end at the schoolyard door, that students do not have the protection of constitutional rights. I'm not in complete agreement with that. I think they do, or they should anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I do not believe that a minor has the same constitutional rights as an adult. All right, let's go to the phones, and let's get your opinion first. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Derek.
All right, Derek, what do you think so far?
If I'm not mistaken, in Wisconsin, can't you legally drink under the age of 21 with your parents? Like, for instance, wine at a meal?
I think they have changed. Well, you know, I shouldn't say that. I think they changed some of their... For a while there, that's true. That if you were with... You could actually go into a bar as long as you were with your parents have a drink.
Why am I not surprised? Was there a minimum age there? I mean, like, well, infancy
wine
and above?
Wine with your meal would throw that test right off.
Well, that's true, but I would suppose that you'd have to have your parents come in and go, my son just had a little bit of wine with dinner last night. We're fine. Seriously, with that law, or whether it was just one of those things where, you know, you overlooked it, was there a minimum age that the child had to be before he could be sitting down with dad having a beer and sucking down a cold Budweiser?
That I'm not sure, but as long as you were with your parents and they were, but this is a conundrum for the school and for, you know, civil liberties and for all of the things that are involved.
That's why we're discussing it, because here on Feedback, we solve problems like this.
We do?
Absolutely.
Just or exacerbate them.
No, not at all. All right, so that's the question.
The when I was a senior in high school in 1975, it was the first year that...
18 what?
Yeah, 1875. In 1975, it was the first year that Wausau East, or the Wausau school system, started with the athletic code. The paper that you had to sign saying, because 18 was the drinking age back then.
Right, right.
And they had never done that before. And it got to the point where there were some football teams in the Wisconsin Valley Conference where some nights they had to help the running backs tie their shoes because they were so hammered.
But the first time
they brought us this paper, we looked at it and we go, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I'm not
signing
this.
We're not signing this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and when they changed it when I was in school or after I graduated, they changed it. They changed it to 19. But I got grandfathered in because I was so close to the age. My buddy did not. And then when he turned 19, they changed it to 21.
Mm.
He still didn't get grandfathered in.
Mm.
And he was so ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the booze for him. WSAU Feedback, 715-845-2155. This is an interesting, like Tom said, this is an interesting conundrum, but I believe that common sense and personal responsibility will prevail in finding what's right.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right. So the example that I gave earlier was I was out on a school trip. I drank. My band director tried to get me in trouble, so we moved that to modern day. All right, 18, no longer the illegal drinking age. What if I were approached by the school system and they asked me if I were out drinking the night before or over the weekend and I refused to answer, and yet there is mandatory drug testing via hair follicle? They're going to know whether or not I've been out drinking. What is your opinion on that? So let's jump in right off the bat, go back to the phone, and Reggie, I believe you're next up. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you doing this morning? I was like you guys. I was brought up under the 18-year-old drinking ages, you know, grandfather then of 18 to 19, 19 to 21. I'm a firm believer. I don't believe in what the band leader did to you, and I don't believe in what the school's doing to these kids down in Illinois.
Right.
First, I take it I'm on air?
Oh, yes, sir. You sure are.
Okay. The first things first is when my son, who is now going to be 24 here in the next few months, when he turned 13, I got him some Mad Dog 2020 and got him so puking sick drunk that he didn't know which way was up, and he knew better to drink.
Oh, yeah.
You're kidding.
Without his father's consent or without his father being around.
You're kidding.
No.
You got your 13-year-old drunk on Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
And you thought that was a good idea.
It was good. My father did it to me.
Now, okay, let me ask you a question. Did it cure him or did it give him a taste for it and now he drinks?
No, he's a very light drinker now.
Okay.
And listen, I didn't drink up until I was 18.
My sister gave me a cigarette when, I don't know, I was 10 or 11 years old and said, no, don't just sit there and puff a little. Take a big old deep pull on that thing. And I was coughing, hacking, snot running out of my nose, and I have never had any desire to smoke after that.
I had a friend that did the same thing with Camel Straits with his kid.
Wow. All right, there it is. So thanks, Ben. I appreciate you calling in. All right, let's go to the other line. I've got other stories I could tell you about my growing up that I'm going to skip just because I don't want to. Oh, some people are still alive.
That's not a good idea, is it?
What, to let your kids sample it and see what it's like?
Well, sampling is one thing. Getting somebody, a 13-year-old, smashed on Mad Dog 2020, that's not a good idea. I know, I understand aversion therapy, right, but still.
Well, this probably is why I drank as much as I did when I was in high school and early college. There was an event that was a family gathering, a celebration of sorts, and out in the middle of nowhere in Kissimmee, Florida. And again, there was beer aplenty. It was beer and barbecue. I believe a whole hog was roasted that the host had shot himself with his M16.
Well, it was Florida. What the hell?
I think that was the attitude. And beer was flowing, and I drank, and I was 12. And I don't think my parents allowed me to have a lot. I think I had one, maybe two. But, dude, I was 12, okay? At this point, if my 12-year-old came and said, can I? It's like, you better back up. No, absolutely not. But, yeah, I don't think that was a – I don't think that's –
This is almost like the people who think it's a good idea to host a drinking graduation party at their house in order to keep the kids safe.
Okay, you know, the same thing happened. It was a Christmas party. Me and my buddy were over at the house. My mom made eggnog that you could run jet fuel. I mean, that you could run jet fighters on. And we were allowed to have some of the eggnog, too. And we were, I don't know, 14, 15, I guess. The attitude then is different than the attitude now. I do not have the same attitude toward my kid as my parents had toward
so
me.
So you're saying you were more the Bundys than the Bradys back in the
day. Oh, yes. and I believe wholeheartedly that the lax attitude toward drinking in my home gave me permission to go and drink as I did. And I kind of liked it. Now, for whatever reason, my family was very, very harsh when it came to any kind of drugs. I mean, my father was just, oh, if you do drugs, you're evil, you're stupid, you're ignorant, you're going to burn the whole nine yards. I'll kick you out of the house. I don't care if you are 10 years old. I'll throw you out. You'll be on your own.
Don't say that stuff unless you mean it. Mean that he wasn't going to throw you out on the street as a 10-year-old?
You know, knowing my dad and his temper, maybe. I don't know. My dad did some really interesting things. And that's a whole other story, too. But the attitude of allowing the kids to drink, saying that, oh, I can control it, I don't think that's a good idea.
It's a terrible idea.
I think the days of old when that was considered the way to do it, I think that's a really, really bad idea. But that's not the issue we're talking about. The issue at hand is the school in Chicago. It's a private school that is now testing their students to see if they are consuming drugs and alcohol. The reason I bring this all up and we lead up to this is now the question is, and I'm going to pose this before we go to break, what responsibility does the school have once they determine the kid is testing positive for weed or for booze or whatever? Okay, now that's the question I want to raise when we come back from break. 715-845-2155.
The other thing, this is a private school we're talking about, yes, in the Chicago area. So
yes,
you have a choice of whether or not you're going,
right,
to go there.
But
public school, it might be a bit different if,
right,
you know.
Now, but here the question of what is the responsibility of the school and what should the school do, it can be applied to whether it's a private school or a public school. So that's where we're going to go. 715-845-2155. I want your opinion on what you think the responsibility is of the school when they find that one of their students or some have been consuming drugs and or alcohol. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.